pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, it's Wednesday. That means our weekly report from Bob Jensen, a Huskerland Prep Report. He's coming up towards the back end of the show today. We'll also have a special guest coming up in our next segment. I'm pretty fired up about it. Pretty fired up.
That's how that was.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, the Big Daddy, and Derek doing all the, well, I don't know what he does, but he's back there doing stuff all the time. So what do you do around here?
I'll just hang out and listen to you guys talk for the most part.
Kick it. That's right. Hey, coming up on the show today, a lot of things have happened this morning. Matt Millen, gone. Plaxico Burress, moron. Yankees. And Gary Sheffield is a thug. All that. Just some things this morning. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. And I thought I'd bring it up today because we're going to have a little bit more time not jamming things up with guests and NFL picks and all that kind of thing. Power rankings coming up tomorrow again. But you look at, we brought this up at the end of the show yesterday. I brought this up. What do you do when you go to Lincoln for Nebraska games? Interested to hear what the fans out there, you the listeners, have to say about that. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Everybody does something a little bit different, but Daddy had a couple of good points. You like to eat at Misty's, especially at Havelock. You like to go to Sidetracks. That's a game day, or especially the night before the game tradition. I think Friday night's even better than Saturday, but good God with these night games. They ought to be loving it at the tracks. That's just a couple of examples. What are we missing? What's out there? What's going on when you go, and especially when you're tailgating? You know, 8 hours of tailgating is a lot. What do you do when you go to Lincoln? Especially you got night games out there. You can do a variety of things. Where you go? What do you do? What should people check out? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I think a lot of people from this part of the world leave Nebraska games, especially the early ones, and I think probably chances are on the way home is certainly an option for a lot of people. I think that's a tradition a lot of people follow and abide by. But, yeah, we're asking you, the listener out there, if you've got other things, and obviously we're missing a bunch of them because, like Doug said, 8 hours of tailgating, especially with the bozos we're around, is doing nothing for us. So we've got to get away and do some other things and see some other sights. But Sidetracks is probably the highlight that stands out to me that you just got to take part in.
You okay today?
Yeah.
You're kind of nasally.
I don't know what's going on.
Kind of nasally. Can you be allergic this time of year?
Yes, I think I can be.
Okay. What have you been doing?
Just looking after people.
All right. Well, we're looking for your suggestions, your ideas, whether it's there all show long for you. Bo Pelini's press conference yesterday. A couple of different things. I talked about it on this morning's sports. If Tyler Wartman's playing, Lance Thorell's probably not going to be, and vice versa. And a lot's been made out of Lance coming back and doing very well, and then Tyler Wartman hasn't hardly played at all the last couple of games just because of the teams that they're playing against. And they bring in extra defensive backs and take out, you know, linebackers in places where he would be. And that was one of the things that Coach Pelini discussed yesterday, discussed the health of his team. Didn't really say a whole lot on Andy Christensen, but that only took, what, four questions in to ask about Andy Christensen. Danny, your thoughts on what Coach Pelini had to say yesterday? I know you wrapped it up at the end of the show with a couple of thoughts.
Well, I still go back to, I thought it was very, very low-key, and I think that's such a stark contrast from what we get from Bo Pelini, especially on game day in front of his players. For us, he's not that fiery type of guy. Everything is downplayed almost to the max. Just very run-of-the-mill, just straight ahead, calm, down-to-earth. They're a very well-coached football team. Got a lot of respect for Frank Beamer. You got it. Just the regular things. I really thought we'd see a little level of excitement, just the big game atmosphere. I thought we would see that from Bo. We didn't get that yesterday.
What would be an example of that, I guess?
I just thought there'd be some more excitement, some more breaking down things, and not the generalizations that we got from the first three teams. That I think Bo Pelini thought, we play halfway decent at all, we're going to beat these three. I mean, I thought there'd be some. I really thought that he'd get down to breaking down some players that he thought, like a Macho Harris, that he thinks can play both sides of the ball and what he does well. He talked about him, but not really in depth and what he could do, where he would be at on the field and what excitement level he could have, and whether it be returning kicks or at the wide receiver position. I just thought there'd be a lot more. Actually, a little bit more fire, a little bit more.
That's why I'm asking for an example here, because I don't get where you're going. What'd you want him to do? No one football game's supposed to be bigger than the next. I guess I don't understand what you wanted him to do.
As a head coach from Nebraska, you didn't come here to coach against New Mexico State. Right. You didn't come here to coach against San Jose State. And I just think that now everything is zeroed in, and you got one big game, and then the conference season starts, and that's when.
Bigger game this week or next week?
Oh, by far next week.
So when we're at the press conference next week, what are you going to ask him? You want fire. You're going to start the Big 12. You're starting against the favorite in the North. I'm giving you time. I'll tell you what. I'll let you off the hook for now, but you better have something for me by the end of the show. You better have something for me by the end of the show. What are you looking for here?
Well, I just think it's been boring. I don't even know why the hell we're going there next Tuesday. You're not going to say anything. I just thought we'd get some excitement. It's not fun for Bo Pelini. He still hasn't made it fun for anybody to go. I thought he would tell us something.
Oh, folks, it's something's happening. It must be a change in the season. It must be that time of the month for Daddy, because not only does he hate the United States of America, he's beginning to hate Bo Pelini.
No.
And who would have thunk that, Derek? He's hating Bo Pelini.
No, I'm not hating Bo Pelini, but say something.
What do you want him to say?
Why are we going next week? I'll ask you that question.
What do you want him to say?
Why are we going next week?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I want him to say something that maybe sheds a little bit of insight into something that will happen on Saturday, of which he's done zero up. Okay. Everything is so guarded with Bo Pelini. He doesn't want the injuries released. That just started it off. We learned nothing about really anything. It's just boring. We want to learn something. I cannot imagine being a newspaper reporter down there. What do they write about? To sit in an office and go, what's my story? I got to write three stories. The guy's giving me zero stories. Now I've got to go talk to Patrick Witt to get my story. Oh, that's in the Lincoln Journal Star today. Second string quarterback. We blew up him. I'll blow that up. Got his story. I need to fill up the third page, so got that done yesterday. Patrick Witt. Give me something.
They do a feature on a player in that same exact spot of the paper every week.
And thank God they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't have anything to put on page three.
Well, when you go down next Tuesday, we'll shake up the press conference. It'll be the end of our credentials, but we'll shake it up. That'll be the end of us. But you just get right after it. You get right after it. I guess you just got to keep pinning him down if that's what you want to do. Let's face it. I've got a little bit of the transcript yesterday from the press conference. Let's see. What do you want to know about, Daddy, from that press conference yesterday? Let's see. He asked him about Macho Harris. I recruited him out of high school, a tremendous running back. He's a good player, obviously an outstanding corner. He's a tremendous athlete, a good kid, a good guy, a very talented athlete. Okay, then they go to a totally different question. All right, follow up. What makes him a great player? What does he do better than others? Okay, if you want to know more, then that's what you have to ask. Let's go to a different place on here.
The only thing we learned anything about that I found interesting at all yesterday was the Tom Osborne about the insights and Tom Osborne providing some feedback. I thought that was interesting.
That's where you get. It wasn't just one question on Tom Osborne. The first one, you know, helping the staff with the option, on using his plays, on the process of his suggestion, how much of an influence is that, on embracing what he says. I mean, they kept following it up with questions after questions. You know, you ask him about Virginia Tech's special teams, and he says it's good, and that's a big part of the football game. What does Virginia Tech do different than everybody else? If that's what you're looking for, but I don't understand why that's important and why that gets you fired up for the game Saturday.
Well, because we want to know something. We're not learning anything.
It's not exciting. Last year the Huskers were 5-7.
Wow. Well, yeah.
5-7.
Well, we had plenty.
Was that exciting?
We had plenty to talk about then.
Was that exciting?
We had something to talk about for sure.
Unbelievable. Coming up, we will be talking with a member of the media that regularly does attend the Tuesday press conferences and used to be on this show. We're going to talk to him and talk to him about his Carl Pelini interview from the past weekend. Matt Schick going to join us. Bob Jensen going to join us second half of the show as well. But before we go to break, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. This is from Jeff and Carney, our Powder Blue Royals fan. He says, is there such a thing as Doug and Daddy show karma? The Royals shut out the Tigers after an Alex Gordon interview? Well, don't forget, Jeff, he also homered last night. If you conduct around 100 interviews next year, it could be 1985 all over again. Yankees are out.
Ha! It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
And Alex corks one to right. Ordonez watches it. It is gone into the seats in right field.
Way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly.
Zach Greinke, 30 seconds.
Alex Gordon with home run number 16 on the year. This one a two-run blast, and suddenly the Royals lead 4-0.
Tell me about the pitch in that at-bat. Well, it was a 1-1 curveball, and the pitch before was the same kind of pitch, curveball. Kind of hung it a little bit. I just missed it, and you know, he threw the same pitch, and I was able to stay back a little bit more on it and drive it.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
You guys are 15-7 in September. Explain that.
You know, just getting hot. You know, we got some guys called up that are really putting a good vibe in this team, and they're helping a lot. So, you know, I think we got to contribute to those guys that are called up and that are helping out.
Alex Gordon, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Royals' final game on ESPN Radio for 2008 tonight against Detroit, because we've got football the rest of the weekend. They get out of the cellar in the American League Central. The Royals actually are playing for something, and I think you can tell.
30-second start for Zach Greinke, and in the fifth inning, he's hitting 97 on the gun. 97 miles an hour, 30-second start of the year. And Alex Gordon in the interview is saying, Zach Greinke is one of those young players. We can keep him going. He could be a special one. And perfect, perfect outing for Zach Greinke. Leo Nunez comes in and shuts it down the last two.
Jeff, thanks so much for the email. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining, and they specialize in paintless dent repair for years. Stop by and see him for a free estimate today on the Bricks in Kearney. We will take a break. Coming back, Matt Schick's going to join us. You got to tell you about this story he did with Carl Pelini. It's making its way all over the Internet. If you haven't got the email on it yet, you will. We'll tell you how. It's up next.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Walton. NASCAR champion, and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Suffering from itchy, watery eyes, runny nose, and a scratchy throat? It's that time of year again. Don't let your allergies bring you down. See your friendly, knowledgeable Health Mart pharmacist at ABC Drug. They will introduce you to the latest sinus irrigation, one easy product to irrigate and moisturize your nasal passages. In a can, without mixing, messing, and it's sterile. You'll always find something unique and allergy relief at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
This Thursday, USC takes its number one ranking on the road to battle Pac-10 foe Oregon State. It's the College Football Game of the Week right here this Thursday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
Catch USC at Oregon State Thursday beginning at 8 o'clock on ESPN Radio. And then Saturday, a college football doubleheader, 2 o'clock, Colorado is at Florida State, and Saturday night, Illinois is at Penn State. College football begins Thursday night with USC at Oregon State here on ESPN Radio.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm late with high temperatures around 81. Winds out of the southeast develop at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower storm with a low near 59 degrees. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to log on, vote on the poll question. Which event did you enjoy the most this weekend? Ryder Cup leading the way right now at 57%, followed by college football. Danny hasn't voted yet because the NFL is lagging behind, even Major League Baseball pennant race.
That's where, obviously, I would throw my vote. Speaking of, you bring up the NFL, Mark Bulger, $65 million contract. $27 million of that guaranteed money.
Wow.
He will get, it doesn't matter how many little splinters he gets in his ass, he's getting $27 million. Trent Green, remember the Cincinnati game where he got hit in the noodle? That's the quarterback now for the St. Louis Rams. $65 million over the next 6 years.
Also, Willie Parker out. So all you geeks that drafted Rashard Mendenhall in your fantasy draft and didn't have Willie Parker, congratulations. You'll get to play him for a week. A lot of injuries, Daddy, in the National Football League. Significant injuries.
You know what? I almost tried to get out and find one of the fantasy magazines to get the top 10 out. And you go back over the top 10 and just go, bust, bust, bust. Okay. Okay, bust. I mean, I would venture to guess 7 of the top 10 players would have thrown them out right now.
Well, getting into the end zone for the first time, LaDainian Tomlinson, 2 touchdowns. Adrian Peterson, 1 touchdown. Tom Brady out. Willie Parker, Brian Westbrook right now are both injured. They were in the top 10 of all those. Peyton Manning, he was in the top 10 of most.
But, I mean, you certainly wouldn't want Peyton Manning, I mean, if right now.
So that's what's going on there. Well, I'll tell you what. We are pleased to be joined all the way from the burbs in Omaha by Matt Schick. Good morning, Matt.
You know, Daddy, Mark Bulger could get cut, and they wouldn't have to pay him anything, you idiot.
No, he will still get $27 million. That's guaranteed money,
no,
Matthew.
No,
yeah, they okay. Cut him. $27 million is a check.
Gosh, this world's terrible.
That's just a little bit more than Steve Peterson got.
I'll tell you what, Daddy. I mean, I haven't heard you complain this much since they stopped that 5 for $5.95 deal.
And that's if they didn't run out of roast beef.
They raised it to $6.95, and you threw a fifth. So did I, but that's beside the point.
Hey, Matthew, the show started off today. We were talking about, and being a Colorado boy, but Nebraska fan that, of course, you are, we were talking about things general fans should do if they go to Lincoln for a Husker game. Daddy mentioned, you know, you eat at Misty's, you go to Sidetrack and hear the fun there. There are a couple of things that Husker fans should do when they go to Lincoln for game day.
Well, I definitely think the big thing is go to the game. I mean, if you're there for game day, you might as well go into Memorial Stadium and check it out, because I hear that's not too bad. But honestly, I think just standing outside Memorial Stadium as the band marches down the street is probably one of the coolest things I've seen.
I like it.
Whether or not you like the fight song or not, it's pretty cool to go down to just be there as the band marches down the street. I mean, in Boulder, you know, the band just kind of shows up. They're dropped off by their parents, and they just walk into the stadium, and there it is. So I always found that pretty neat.
And then Daddy went on a rant. He went on a rant that Bo Pelini didn't show any fire at the press conference yesterday, and that it was just like any other press conference, and that he doesn't say anything. You're there for all of them. Just kind of your overall thoughts. Does Bo Pelini, and start with yesterday, did he say anything that can be used? I mean, did he say anything that, I guess Daddy's pointed, did he say anything that makes us learn any more about Virginia Tech or his Husker team in that half hour yesterday?
Well, I tell you what, as soon as you guys left, he stood up on that table and started screaming about Virginia Tech this and Virginia Tech that. He cussed a little bit, too. But, I think, even though he doesn't say a lot, I heard someone on the radio yesterday around here saying, oh, I got more out of Bill Callahan than I do Bo Pelini. And I said, that's ludicrous. I mean, Bill Callahan last year, you know, as much as I liked studying his his voice and stuff, I mean, he hardly said a thing. And the only reason his press conferences were interesting, were because he lost a lot. And media asked him questions, and he would either get upset or they'd ask him about his clothing. I mean, he was an outsider. Bo Pelini's been embraced since day one. So, you know, they're not really asking him a whole lot. But let's just say this. Let's wait until there's a loss and then see how entertaining it gets. I'm actually more interested in his post-game news conferences following a loss than I am the Tuesday stuff. The Tuesday stuff, you know, it's all the same all around the country, unless you have one of those rare Pete Carroll types who is very dynamic with the media. But, you know, I found Bo Pelini to be quite interesting yesterday, actually, listening to him talk about Tom Osborne and how he talks to him about the option and gets his reactions and stuff about that. So,
That was the one
quip. Are what they are.
That was the one quip which I found very, very interesting. I just thought, you know what, Bo Pelini coming to Nebraska didn't come here to coach against New Mexico State, didn't come here to coach against San Jose. He came here to play in big games like a Virginia Tech, get the national exposure. I just thought we'd see more fire, and he shed a little bit more. I love Bo Pelini as a coach, but Tuesdays stink.
But you know what? You answered your own question there, Daddy. You answered your own statement. He came here to coach against the big teams in the big games. He didn't come here to talk to us. You know, he didn't come here to entertain us. And you knew that from 4 or 5 years ago when he was here last, that he's not a media guy. He'd rather never talk to us. But, you know, it's interesting. You watch him after practice, and I know it's kind of a long drive for you, and it would make no sense to do that. But, like, Mondays after practice, he's terrific. He was great this week, just laughing and, you know, Mike Eckler, the linebackers coach, was asked by one of our guys at Channel 7, said, hey, who's running scout team quarterback for you guys? Who's impersonating Tyrod Taylor? And Eckler said it was Bo Pelini. And he said, and we said, well, was he wearing a maroon shirt? And Eckler said, no, he was shirtless. And so our reporter went over to Bo and asked Bo, so Mike Eckler said that you're running scout team Q. And Bo just kind of quipped, well, I have too much on my hands to be doing that, but if he was a left-hander, it would definitely be me. And then he said, if it was Michael Vick, I could do that. And then he laughed, and everyone had a good time. Tuesdays, I feel like he's just kind of on pins and needles, doesn't want to say the wrong thing. 28 cameras are there. Kind of a big deal. That's not really where he's most comfortable.
A little more guarded and has to be, I guess. And you got a chance to get in, and you do the best of anybody with your pieces at KETV. But you're getting a little more pub for this one than maybe some of them with your Carl Pellini put together. And for the folks that haven't seen it, KETV.com. What kind of work went into this, and how did you get him to play along?
Well, I'll try and sum it up as quickly as I can. We did a story about Carl Pellini, and at the beginning of the season, you know, I always try to think about what kind of funny thing can we do, you know, with acting that is involved with some of these guys. And at the beginning of the year, I talked to the sports information director, Keith Mann, there in Nebraska, and I said, Keith, I really don't have any ideas. I really don't know what to do. Who here is funny? What can we do? And he said, you know what you should do is something on Carl Pellini. And I said, really? And he said, he's very sarcastic and dry. And I never really had spoken to Carl Pellini before, just in passing. So, and when he's in front of the media, you never know the guy's hilarious. And so I said, okay. So I went and started brainstorming about Carl Pellini, and I thought about these T-shirts that are made about Bo this, Bo that, Bo this. And I thought, what would I think if I were his brother? I mean, I'd be kind of irritated. And especially if my kids were wearing that stuff. And so I just started to think about what could we do to involve Carl in that. And the original idea was actually what wound up being the final idea, just about having shirts made that instead of Bo, every time there's Bo, put Carl. And so we wound up making shirts that said Carl Big Red and Carl this and Carl that. But before we did that, I had to tell Keith the idea. Keith went and asked Carl, and then Keith sent me a text saying, Carl says he's in. And then I called Keith because I was genuinely excited. And I said, Keith, are you pulling my leg on this? Does he really want to do this? And Keith said, Carl told me when I told him the idea, I said, hey, there's this guy who likes to do these funny bits where you read lines and have fun, and he wants to do something involving these shirts. And they would say, Carl this, Carl that. And Carl's words to Keith were, we do this story, and I will DVR it and show it to Bo every day. So at that point, I kind of knew we had something there, so we set up the interview for Monday of the bye week, which is actually last Monday. And the Friday before, I went and found a place in Omaha, dropped off some graphics that our graphic guy at KETV made, and every time he saw Bo, he put Carl. And our graphic guys are great. He found them online. So they looked legit. And then I emailed it to this place, went over there, and they said they could do it, and got five or six shirts made, cost me $52, and that will soon be expensive.
Exactly. He pulls the shirts out of his own office drawer, Carl fence. You know, it's funny stuff. And if you haven't seen it, you can't give away the ending because that's the best part of the whole deal. But go to KETV.com. Matt's done some great stuff in the last couple of years. He's had the long snapper. Went and took him out, to the grocery store, see how far he could long snap a loaf of bread, other things like that. They played Nintendo or Xbox on the jumbo screen there at the university. You got anything else on the hopper for the next couple of weeks?
I was telling someone the other day, I said, after this one airs, I think we're done for the year because I feel really pleased with how it turned out. And, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, it's almost like trying to follow the original Star Wars with Jar Jar. You know what I mean? It's like, why even bother? But I'm thinking about doing something, but nothing really concrete yet. It usually takes a few weeks. But it was interesting, though, walking in there. It was my first time ever in the coach's offices. Because, you know, beforehand, you never even thought about going up there. But I went up there, and as soon as Carl saw these shirts, he just started laughing. And he just said, oh, this is great. And after we did the interview, he said, oh, man, my kids would love these. And I said, well, you can have them. And he said, oh, great, I'm a large, too. This is great. And I said, you'd wear these? He said, I'm going to wear one of these every day to practice. Now, I don't know that he's done that yet, although we've only seen a practice or two since. But he was really excited about the shirts. And Zach Potter yesterday came up to me and said, hey, where can I get one of those Carl shirts? And someone asked Bo Monday after practice, because the story aired Sunday. He asked Bo, hey, do you still have the Got Carl shirt? And I might be giving some away there.
Yeah.
And Bo said, oh, yeah, I've still got it. I took that home. That's mine. So it's interesting to see those guys interact. It was a real cool dynamic to see firsthand.
Well, hey, Matt, before we let you get out of here, just like everybody else that covers the Huskers, your thoughts on where they're at right now and where they will be going into this game Saturday night?
I think they're in really good shape, actually, for this week. It might be a close game, but I really don't see this team. I mean, I watched Tyrod Taylor against North Carolina, and, you know, most of the stuff he hits are very short. I don't think the Huskers are going to give up a lot of big plays, if any. And I think they're in very good shape here. Obviously, we'll find out a lot more about this team this week. But, you know, being home field and seeing how this is Tyrod's, what, third or fourth career start, I just really like Nebraska's chances this week. Not so much next week, but you just never know when you put on the lights and you're in front of 80,000 of your own fans. Although last year we thought that against USC, but this is a little bit different coming up. So I think this team is exactly where you want it to be as a Husker fan. I think the talent's okay. I think it'll only get better as time goes on and they bring in guys that they target, especially on defense. But if you're a Husker fan, you got to be really excited about where this team's at. And I'd be very shocked, very surprised if they lost this game this week.
Matt Schick, KTV in Omaha. Matt, thanks so much. You're the best.
Daddy, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but you're my favorite.
That means a lot.
That is such a big lie. All right, buddy.
Good Lord. See you, Matthew. Talk to us when you make the big time, would you?
Yeah, no, you call me when I've made it, so I'll know.
There you go, boy. See you. Matt Schick joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Check it out. If you're a Husker fan, you'll get a pretty good chuckle. KETV.com. We'll take a break. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, joins us among the rest of the topics in the second half of today's Doug and Daddy Show.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
There's been a front-end collision with possible injuries.
A car has been involved in a crash. There were no witnesses. The driver couldn't communicate. How did he get help? Sensors in his car automatically sent crash details and his exact location to OnStar, who called for help. You've always taken care of your car. With automatic crash response, it can take care of you. OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
At Microtel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get up and show breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, Microtel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicrotelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
At our house, we always used to call evening meal supper, but at my wife's house, it was dinner. We may never be able to agree on which is right, but there's one thing we absolutely agree on. Supper or dinner at Big City Burrito is bound to satisfy. It's the perfect blend of flavors because you choose every part, from the made-from-scratch fillings to your choice of tortillas. And there's a menu just for the kids. At Big City Burrito, you walk in hungry and walk out happy. Dinner or supper. You can't beat a Big City Burrito. 2715 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're always looking for ways to save you money. Well, right now, when you buy a set of four high-quality Big O Tires, we'll give you a certificate worth $100 in free auto service. Use it for brakes, an alignment, a transmission flush, or an oil change, whatever service you need. It's just that simple. Buy four tires, get $100 in free service. Give us a try, and we'll earn your business. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm late with high temperatures around 81. Winds out of the southeast develop at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower storm with a low near 59 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, it's nice weather like this, Daddy, that lets you get outside, but also nice weather like this that makes you continue to work on your yard.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to call somebody to do that.
Kerbet has got it for you, folks. Kerbet, go to Kerbet.net. Now, we've been talking a lot about their continuous edging lately and how it can be put in for you by the end of the year and how the gang there can get it done for you, guarantee it. Full one-year everything warranty when it comes to installation or materials defects with Kerbet Appeal, the colors, everything you want. We've been talking about that. But again, they do so much more than that. We've talked about them for a long, long time. Go to Kerbet.net. Find out what they do. They make your sidewalk look nicer. They can put a little playground in. They can put a sandbox in. You want some nice edging? They can do that. Some trimming. Maybe you still need to get that done before the
business, residential. It doesn't matter to them.
Kerbet.net. Check him out today on the net. Glad to have him as part of the Doug and Daddy Show, and you'll be glad to have him as part of your home or business, whatever you want to make look better or even nicer than it already is. Matt and the gang can do that at Kerbet.net. Volleyball action going on tonight. Nebraska will be taking on Kansas. That game can be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We can also let you know that that game will be on Nebraska Educational Television at 7. And Hastings College is in action tonight as they travel to Crete to take on Doan.
A lot of volleyball last night in the high school ranks, I think.
And Northwest bouncing back. Boy, if Aurora's third, there's a little gap between Northwest and Aurora right now. Kearney got knocked off. Kearney Catholic beat Wood River in a top 10 battle in C1. Grand Island, they just continue to play well. And how about Jordan Larson, National Player of the Year for the Huskers?
Yeah, I think anybody, obviously, I think a lot of people thought that all the attention was going to be on Jordan and they wondered if she could handle that. Well, now all of a sudden, you get all these people stepping up around you, making yourself and elevating your play. Yeah, I mean, National Player of the Week, that's amazing for her. Congratulations.
Some other Player of the Week honors, Josh Rohde, Jeff Carnahan, the RMAC Defensive and Special Teams Player of the Week, same in Nebraska Division II. Also, Chelsea Carson is the Volleyball Division II Player of the Week. From Hastings College, or not from Hastings College, but from Hastings, St. Cecilia, Jericho Johnson, playing for Briar Cliff, receives a GPAC conference honor this week as well. So congratulations. UNK golf teams played and finished up their action yesterday. The men and women both finishing in fifth place. And the Lopers, Wood River true freshman Chris Kelzer, had the best overall score among the 10 UNK golfers, shot 72 after a pair of 74s on Monday. But the crazy cat that won this, 67, 64, 69.
Now, did Justin Stanacek, the new kid, the freshman from Lincoln, also shoot a 65 or 6 yesterday?
65 yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations to him. Great score.
Devin Kassler, 69. Loper shot a 283. That's a pretty impressive score for them. And the Hastings College men's and women's soccer teams both pick up wins yesterday, as they have no problem of picking up those wins. The women 5-0 and the men 6-0 when it comes to Hastings soccer. So congratulations to the Hastings soccer programs.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And from the worldwide headquarters in Central City, fresh off, I just chuckle every time I see Bob Jensen and the Channel 5, you know, listen to Bob Jensen promo on television. I just so honored to have him join us weekly on the Doug and Daddy Show. You still look good, Robert.
You know, I think it's commonly held that television makes you look 20 pounds heavy. I think they missed that by about 40 pounds based on what I saw the other night. But it is what it is, Douglas. A great opportunity to be with you again, as always.
We look back at last week. There were some exciting games out there, and I mentioned this yesterday on the show. Daddy and I turn our picks into the Hastings Trib with that crew over there. And, you know, we picked the Hastings College and the Nebraska games, but there's always 8 or 9 high school football games. And it used to be every week 10-0, 9-1, 8-2. I mean, if you went worse than 8-2, you were a putz. Well, that's all we're doing over there. Not just us. 7-3, 6-4 is the norm, which can only say that there's a lot more competitive football games out there than maybe we've seen the last couple of years.
Oh, that is very much true. I agree with that 100%. It started on opening night. I mean, the opening night was one of the squirreliest opening nights that I can remember. There were just a whole lot of things that I certainly didn't expect, for whatever that's worth. But I think a lot of people were surprised. And it's just continued to be the case. We've got the I think some of that it might be attributed to the fact we've got fewer kids than ever playing football, when you talk about just overall raw numbers. And, you know, it's only natural that in a situation like that you are going to have a certain degree of competitiveness come in across the board. And it's led to some teams that, frankly, have struggled becoming actually quite good. And that's kind of refreshing. I've always been a big believer everybody should get a turn. And I think there's a lot of people getting that turn this year.
Well, Bob, obviously people that are 3-0, maybe people didn't expect out there was a Silver Lake team. They're 3-0 taking on Kennesaw this week at 3-0.
Yeah, that is a great example. Silver Lake, good for those guys. I mean, that's a tremendous start. That is a program that has struggled. You know, that Morris kid that plays down there is a good football player. Reed Choquette had another huge night the other night. They can move the ball on the ground. And that is, you know, of course, anytime you can run the ball, you can control the clock and then limit your exposure on defense, that sort of thing. You've got a chance to be competitive, and that's especially important in the high-flying, high-scoring game of eight-man football. So if they can keep the ball away from Kennesaw a little bit on Friday, might have a little bit of a surprise ending there.
We have a lot of eight-man games that are going to be interesting this week, maybe more so than 11-man, at least in our area. Hampton at Pleasanton, that's where Daddy and I will be. You've got Franklin at Giltner. Franklin doesn't seem to have any problem with switching down to eight-man football, and Franklin and Giltner aren't two teams that have went deep in the playoffs for quite a while, and they're both off to good starts.
Well, deep is in the eye of the beholder. Getting into the playoffs would be a great way to start getting deep into the playoffs. These are two teams that are, you know, I think this is going to be a great matchup because there is such a contrast in styles, Doug. I mean, Franklin wants to hit you over the head, run the ball up the gut, and just tear you apart between the ends. That's what they want to do. Giltner is the most effective passing team, certainly in eight-man football. And, you know, when you allow for school size and all that sort of jazz, I'll tell you what, there aren't very many quarterbacks that can do a better job than Nate Most. That kid's a junior. He's got some pretty good size. He's like 6 foot, maybe a hair over, goes about 185 pounds. I mean, he's not your, you know, typical, prototypical eight-man quarterback. You know, he's a little bigger guy. He's got a good arm. And this Kyle Spotts that he's got as a receiver, can't anybody guard that guy? I'm telling you, every week he's got three touchdown passes, and they're not short ones. They throw the ball deep, and you know they can score in a hurry. So that's going to be an interesting ball game. Giltner's got them at home. That's probably going to work in their favor, I would think.
Bob, I guess if there's a couple area 11-man games to take center stage, Kearney Catholic at Cambridge and Blue Hill at Thayer Central. You give Kearney Catholic any chance at Cambridge?
Oh, I give Kearney Catholic a chance, and I guess the reason I'm chuckling is you guys surely are going to have a chance to talk to Bernie, Coach Madison, and just listening to him explain how things could happen would be worth $5. Okay, I would pay $5 to get in to hear Bernie explain how things could happen. They're going to have to really mount a great game to beat Cambridge. I was in Blue Hill the other night for a softball game watching my girl play and talked to some of the local people there, and they pretty much convinced me by the time I left of two things. One of them is they really know how to cook a brat. Okay, they do a nice job, even you know, even at the softball games. Second of all, those people were talking about Blue Hill. Blue Hill's not any less a football team than they were last year. There's a lot of talk, and I was talking to some parents of players who, you know, they really believe that they're good, but Cambridge just absolutely knuckled them under, and the talk centered around the Cambridge linebackers. You know, Andrew Carpenter's a kid whose name comes to mind, and Hayden Eckberg at quarterback is just a really gifted athlete. They've got a Jackson kid who did not go out for football last year, who's back this year, and he's just been an incredible addition to their football team. I guess that's a long way of saying no. Well, I guess no, you don't say no. I mean, there's a chance Kearney Catholic could win, but Michael Klinkensmith and his boys, if they get some time, They might be able to score some points, but I just don't think they can score enough to beat Cambridge.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, joins us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, statewide now, Bob, what's the stories going into this weekend? Where your travels take you, and maybe some big games outside of our area?
Well, I really haven't, I'll be honest, I really haven't decided what's going to happen, Duda, but I tell you what, a lot of the story continues to be football in the Northeast, especially in Class C2. Wakefield, you know, got beat on opening night by Plainview, got beat pretty badly, but they've had to replace an awful lot of people. They've won their last couple games, and now Wakefield plays Cedar Catholic up in that neck of the woods. Cedar Catholic, there's a team, they had one returning starter last year and made the semifinals. This year they have three returning starters, and so the world is their oyster. Well, they turn around, they beat Plainview last week in a great defensive game. They look every bit the state champion possibility. But right now the team that is rated number one is Stanton. And Stanton's going to play at Oakland Craig. And Oakland Craig is an underdog in that game. But they are undefeated. They got a big offensive line. Their offensive line across the front goes something like 190, 190, 360, oh. 290, 340, or 240. So they're not really a speed team. But they're going to run right at Stanton, and I don't know that an upset's necessarily in line, but I will be curious to see how they stack up. I think Stanton's got a wonderful football team. That's a great statistic about them last year. They had four guys rush for over 640 yards last season, which you just don't see in high school football very often.
Bob, I think a lot of people out there, McCook makes their way into some people's all-class top tens. How good of a football team, and how far are they into yours, or is that even a thought process?
They're good. They're really good. I did see them play at Aurora here a few weeks ago, and it's just one of those deals where it isn't one guy or two guys or three guys. That senior class is just stacked, and the conversation keeps going, Tony, back to 2002. I mean, that's the gold standard. Where do you stack up compared to the 2002 McCook team? I tell you what, these guys are right there. I mean, they are close. They are close to being that good, and maybe by the end of the year they will be that good. I guess one of the things to keep in mind is, and this is a great correlation, McCook just absolutely hammered Aurora, just absolutely manhandled. Now, I think they only allowed them one first down until halfway through the fourth quarter. Aurora turns around. Now, they'd beaten Creed earlier, and, of course, that's a big deal. But I thought I was fascinated. They turned around the week after McCook, when they were surely bumped up just a little bit, and beat Norris 35-0. And Norris is a 1-3 team, but Norris has played a couple of teams that are in the top 10 within 3 and 4 points. Yet, you know, McCook absolutely, you know, like we said, manhandled Aurora. They are clearly the class of Class B. What it's going to take is somebody having one of those nights, just one of those perfect nights, to beat McCook. And one of the things I would have liked to have done last week, you talk about travels and whatnot, something I wish I could have done, but it just did not work out. Last week, Jeff Gross, not to take things for granted, but he was going for his 100th win. And what they arranged was a little celebration party for after the game. Now, of course, I don't think they maybe mentioned this to the Scotts Bluff people prior to the game, but they invited all of his players back, all of Coach Gross's players back, and many of his elite players and, you know, many of the just regular team players were back in town for that ball game last week. And what a collection that would have been. I mean, there's a whole bunch of kids that have played at a very high level in the college ranks that have come out of that program in the last 6-7 years especially.
Well, Bob, enjoy another great weekend of high school football, and we'll do it again next Wednesday. Thanks as always, buddy.
Yeah, you bet. You guys got a great ball game there. That'll be fun to see how that one shakes down.
We hope so. We've had some good ones so far. Hope you get to see some good ones too, Bob.
You know it.
Take
care. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we go to break,
here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Well, we just spoke with Matt Schick in the first half of the program today from KETV, and this breaking news story from KETV in Omaha. Former Nebraska running back Thunder Collins arrested late this morning almost 24 hours after one person was shot to death and a second person wounded in a shooting in Omaha. An arrest warrant issued this morning for Collins accuses him of first-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. Collins also faces felony weapons charges. Earlier Wednesday, police had arrested another man on suspicion of criminal homicide, attempted first-degree murder, and two weapons charges. A second man was found Tuesday seriously wounded in a hotel parking lot near 72nd Grover. The name of the person shot to death, not released. Omaha police believe both men were shot outside a home near 70th and Military around noon Tuesday. Fill in with whatever you want to say there, Daddy. Oh, gee, let's go shoot some people at noon on Tuesday. Thunder Collins, part of the Huskers during the 2000-2001 season. Since his departure, several legal problems. 2002, he served 135 days in jail for failing to complete a diversion program following his arrest for domestic violence. Most recently, Collins reported the theft of $13,500 from a fundraising event in Lincoln in August of this year. Lincoln police said Collins was a host of the event, but the money belonged to a theater and the production company that thus had something to do with it. Thunder Collins is going to be put up for first-degree murder.
Sad state of affairs. Unbelievable. We knew when Thunder Collins came to Lincoln was not from a good place, was not from a good home, and continues down the path just bad, poor decision-making and poor behavior.
Thunder was the guy that got... was it drug possession because he had a joint, and he said, well, he picked it up off the grass to keep Omaha cleaner? We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
The ground one, this is Tower One. I am swinging into position.
Tower One, this is Boat Three. I will count you down for three and two. And one, and... Bingo.
Bullseye, Tower One.
This is what it sounds like when engineers use Nextel Direct Connect to place a 780-ton suspension bridge foundation tower. Communicate in less than a second with Nextel Direct Connect and get more done with unlimited plans only on the Now Network. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel.
Mel Kiper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Rental Yard Good Time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
The Insurance Store invites the North Platte alumni to come enjoy the homecoming festivities and to cheer with us for our Bulldogs football team. Good luck in your homecoming game. The Insurance Store in North Platte, covering all your insurance needs from home and health to business and life. Oregon Trail Equipment invites the Sandy Creek alumni to come enjoy the homecoming festivities and join us in cheering for the Cougars in their homecoming game. Good luck from all your friends and fans at Oregon Trail Equipment. Locations in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, and Beatrice, Nebraska, also in Marysville, Kansas.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today with a slight chance for a shower storm late with high temperatures around 81. Winds out of the southeast develop at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower storm with a low near 59 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We go to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Haven't talked about this. Cage fighting going on this weekend at the First Tier Event Center, Derek.
Yeah, Friday coming up, the tri-state cage fighting coming to the First Tier Event Center. Doors open, I think, at 6:30 with the fight starting at 7:30.
Well, Jared chimes in and says, are you two fighting this Friday? If so, I'd like to make a prediction. Daddy by KO in the first. I think your prediction would be right on. I just have to get on top. And that'd put him right to sleep, I think.
Hey, Jared. I'll take the money line. Doug and Danny's show. I want to thank Matt Schick for joining us today from KETV. And, boy, if you just missed it, Thunder Collins arrested for first-degree murder. Going to be charged with that. Unbelievable. Also, I want to thank Bob Jensen, as always, for joining us on Wednesday for his Huskerland Prep Preview. One of those big games in the area this week is Hampton at Pleasanton. We'll talk with Pleasanton head football coach Ricky Westland among our guests coming up on the show tomorrow. The High School Hall of Fame is coming up this weekend. Bill O'Boyle is going to join us from Chadron State on Friday, as that's where the Lopers are going for that annual rivalry game. Our NFL Power Rankings tomorrow. Daddy's Picks on a Friday. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em coming up Friday. So a lot going on as we continue to get ready for Nebraska and Virginia Tech.
Hey, we look forward to catching you in 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.